Welcome to the PDP Podcast, brought to you by Professional Dairy Producers, dairy's professional development organization.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode. My name is Morgan Ekovich, and I'm thrilled to have you here for a powerful conversation about mindset. Today, we're going to be diving into not just how we think and how we talk to others, but also how we talk to ourselves and how it can radically impact our health and our well-being. Today's focus is on shifting from a gap mindset to a gain mindset. If you've ever felt stuck, frustrated, or like you're not making enough progress, this episode is for you. First, let's start with what it means to be in a gap mindset. In simple terms, the gap mindset is when you focus on what you haven't achieved or just how far you are from where you want to be. This mindset can sneak up on you, especially when it comes to your health. Maybe you've started a new workout routine, but feel discouraged because you're not losing that weight fast enough or you're not gaining the strength fast enough. Or maybe you're eating healthier, but you still don't feel like it's perfect. The gap mindset constantly measures how far you are from your goals, and it leaves you feeling like that you're never doing enough. This mindset often leads to frustration, comparison, and self-criticism. And honestly, we're already our own worst critic, and this mindset just piles onto that. And when it comes to our health, it can stop our progress dead in its tracks. Instead of celebrating the fact that you've been consistent, the gap mindset tells you it's not enough. This is where so many people struggle. They focus on the shortfalls instead of the wins, and it leads to burnout, yo-yo dieting, or just giving up altogether. But here's the truth. Your journey does matter. Whether you're just starting out or you've been at it for years, every step you take is a step forward towards a healthier and stronger you. Health does not have a finish line. It does not have a destination. It's an ongoing process. And one of the things like I like to tell my people are every single step and every single thing you do each day is a small investment into your long-term health and well-being. Just like that retirement account you have for yourself long-term, you're slowly putting $5 away every month. Same thing goes for our body. The more time we put in now, the better we will be long-term and the less time and energy we'll have to give to it. And in one large grouping. So start working on your mindset now. And that's why shifting from a gap mindset to a gain mindset can be so powerful. So a gain mindset. We talked about the gap mindset. Let's talk about the gain mindset. Unlike the gap mindset, the gain mindset focuses on progress. It's about looking back and acknowledging how far you've come, no matter how small the steps may be. Instead of measuring yourself against a distant goal, you come to measure yourself against your own growth. So think about being on a road trip with your family, and we're starting in Michigan and we're going to Florida. And along the way, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And we keep thinking, oh, we got 10 more hours. Oh, we got 9 more hours. Oh, we got 7 more hours. That is us living in that gap mindset. Whereas if we turn around and say, wow, we've already gone 2 hours. We've gone 3 hours. We've gone 4 hours. We're getting closer to our destination. That puts us in the gain mindset. And I love that analogy because we've all taken a trip or we've all been in the car or on a plane for an extended amount of time where we always look at how much longer do we have instead of look how far we've come. So when we look back at how far we've come, we start to celebrate the fact that you're making small changes. For instance, you chose water instead of a soda. You chose to make your lunch instead of going out to lunch. You chose to stretch for 5 minutes instead of not stretching at all. Because change happens in small increments. It's not being consistent with everything all the time. The gain mindset reminds you that progress is still progress, even if it doesn't look perfect. It's the mindset that tells you, you are getting stronger. I am making healthier choices. I am better than I was yesterday. And the beauty of the gain mindset is it keeps you motivated and focused on what's working and not what's missing. It transforms how you feel about yourself and your efforts. And honestly, like I said, we are our own worst critic. And if we can start to be in the gain mindset more, even if it's just for ourselves and our health, we will feel better overall. You will notice physical, mental, and emotional changes in your life. So let's talk about an example here. Imagine you've started eating better and exercising, but you're upset because you haven't lost the weight you expected. This is the gap mindset talking. You focus on what hasn't happened yet. Maybe you even start to wonder, is it even worth it at all? But if you shift to a gain mindset, you would notice that you've gained energy, you've gotten stronger, your sleep is better, and you've made consistent, healthier choices for the last 30 days. That's the real progress. That's the progress that is sustainable long-term that you need to celebrate and be proud of. Be proud of yourself for committing to yourself those last 30 days, those last 60 days, those last 2 years in starting this journey. So let's talk about some practical tips to shift from that gap mindset to that gain mindset. I've got four of them for you today. Number one, daily wins. I have a ton of people do this on a regular basis, and I even do this on a regular basis. At the end of each day, grab your phone or get out a notebook specifically for this. You can open a note section in your phone and label it daily wins. You can get a notebook, whatever it is. You want to kind of keep these all in the same spot. But at the end of the day, I want you to write down three things that you did well, that you were proud of yourself for, that you were consistent with, even if it seems small. This could be choosing a healthier snack, getting 5 minutes of movement in, drinking some water, going to bed a little earlier. Maybe you are trying to meal prep and it's Sunday, and maybe you actually made a plan for the week. Maybe you didn't do the 14-step meal plan that you've been seeing, but you did the first step. That is a win. That is something to be proud of and to note. And when we keep these in the same spot, what happens is we can look back and we start to notice how much progress we're making. Because remember, it's these small steps and micro habits on top of each other to allow you to make big sustainable changes, not just in your body, not just in your health, but also in your mind. Number two, reframe your language. Catch yourself. When you're in gap thinking, instead of saying, I haven't lost enough weight, reframe it into I'm making better choices and my body is responding to that. And this can kind of be a double-edged sword if you're not careful, is sometimes when we go to reframe our language and we start to catch ourselves, we tend to put ourselves down for, oh, I'm in the gap mindset again. Oh, I'm in the gap mindset. No, by us noticing, I want you to have grace for yourself. This is a natural way of thinking and being that you've been going through life. It takes time and energy and consciousness to notice when this happens. So be proud of yourself that you're noticing this. And maybe sometimes just catching it isn't enough. You can physically put up your hand when you think of it as like a stop, putting your hand out, or you can say the word stop, stop. Let's reframe. Saying those things out loud just retrains those brain waves and allows us to help think different and reframe our thoughts, not just for life around us, but for ourselves. Number three, progress and not perfection. Stop aiming for perfection. Focus on the progress. Even small changes compound over time. We may have some of the best and most organized planners here listening. But you can plan, you can organize, but no matter how perfect that day looks on paper, life is going to throw something at you and it is not going to be perfect. Your workout may have sat in there being a full 30 minutes and it ended up being 27. Should we shame ourselves for that? For it being 3 minutes short? No. Just try to be better next time. Try to be more intentional. That's all it has to be, is noticing that progress that we are seeing and having that intention behind it for the next time. Same with a meal. A lot of times we have individuals who will come and say, oh, I had a crappy breakfast and I'm just going to throw the whole day away and I'll start tomorrow. Don't throw the whole day away. Start the next meal. It's progress over perfection. And if you start to notice those habits where you're waiting till Monday, you're waiting till the new year, you're waiting till the next day, stop waiting till the next day and make progress right away. Take that next step as progress. And number four for our tip today is reflect on your journey. Look back at where you started and recognize the gains. Remember, you're not at the end of your goal yet, but you've made progress and it's worth celebrating. So often we have these big, unrealistic goals and we set really short time frames for them that when we don't hit it, we feel very discouraged. We feel down about ourselves. We do not make ourselves feel good. But instead, if we were to look back and notice the progress that you made in that short amount of time, You're drinking more water. You're eating more protein. You're moving more. You're stretching consistently. Whatever that may be, you're going to bed earlier, whatever those may be. It is worth celebrating. And when you go back to tip number one of keeping those three daily wins every single day, whether it's in the notes section in your phone or it's in a notebook all in one spot, you're able to visually and physically see the changes that you are making. Because our brains like to play tricks on us. They like to make us think that we're not making progress, that change is not happening. So that's why we have to keep data and track it. And celebrating wins is a fun way to do that without feeling like you're tracking. Shifting from a gap mindset to a gain mindset isn't just about achieving better health. It's about transforming how you feel about the progress. It's the difference between beating yourself up for not being there yet and recognizing that every effort you make brings you closer to your goal. And this ties back to how we talk to ourselves. The words you use matter. Start talking to yourself as if you would talk to your best friend, your parents, your daughter, your son, somebody in your life that you care about. Start talking to yourself that way. If you wouldn't talk to them that way, don't talk to yourself like that. If you're helping them reframe, start helping yourself reframe. Replace negative, gap-focused thoughts with the empowering, gain-focused ones. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes, not just in your mindset, but in your results. If you really enjoyed this, I highly recommend looking for the book, The Gap and the Gain by Dan Sullivan. You can find it on Amazon, and it dives deeper into these two different mindsets. It gives you some visual aids and some homework. And I do a lot of teaching on this. So this is just the tip of the iceberg. But if you can master noticing when you're in a gap mindset versus a gain mindset, and when you're in that gap mindset, starting to reframe, you are going to be leaps and strides ahead of others around you. Thank you for joining me today. Remember, every step forward is a win. Focus on the gains, celebrate the progress.
Our thanks to Morgan Ekovich for sharing on this week's PDP podcast. Morgan is the owner of Get Fit With Me and host of the Empower Her Wellness podcast. If you'd like to listen to that, go to empowerherwellness.buzzsprout.com. And our thanks to you for your continued support of these PDP podcasts. For archive programs, head to pdpw.org. Until next time, have a great week.